Well, what is going on, everybody? Welcome. Welcome, everybody, into the Overreaction Buffalo Sports Show on the Overreaction Buffalo Sports Network. My name is Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired, sitting alongside one of my co-hosts, the inevitable Jerry Ostrowski. You can find him on Twitter at Ostrowski underscore big O. And we are here coming to you with a live reaction. It literally just dropped. We were backstage just having a quick thought about something, and then the schedule dropped, but that's what they're here for. But please, before we get into all of that stuff, please like, please subscribe, whatever platform you are consuming this podcast, this video cast on, YouTube currently live, Facebook, Twitter live. Please like, please subscribe. If you're consuming it in podcast form, also, same thing, like, subscribe, leave us a review. We are so excited that you are here with us. And as we always like to say, and I'm just going to do it because you don't like it, whether this podcast finds you around a cup of coffee, at the gym with your AirPods in, on the drive to work, or watching us live right now, let Jerry just say one more time, welcome. Welcome, Jerry.
What's up?
sitting there having to be quiet is always the most uncomfortable part. It's like, I just probably go sit here.
I know. That's why I'm going to start memorizing it, and I'm going to lip sync it with you, and I'm going to do the hand gestures. You know, it's kind of like The Rock and all his catchphrases. You know, you just know when they're coming.
When you get that down, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go poof.
And then it'll look like, hey, man, we've got a 2024 schedule. I am fired up. There are some things that I've already noticed. I know some of this stuff is kind of leaked out. We didn't know times. We didn't necessarily know dates. But there it is, folks. In all of its glory, our schedule for the 2024 season, we will start week one at home, 1 o'clock, like we like it, September 8th against the Cardinals. Mm. And then right off the bat, the NFL throws a curveball. Thursday night football, 8:15 in Miami against the Dolphins. Interesting that they give us the Dolphins that quick. For all the folks that were convinced of Heatgate last year, they made sure to make sure this game was at 8:15 when the sun was going down. So should not be as hot as last year, but just real quick. Then we're back at home against the Jaguars week 3, 7:30 p.m. That's a Monday night game, the extra rest because of the Thursday night. Then we come back Sunday night football on the road. We got a pretty tough three-game stretch there. This is where the first kind of adversity of the schedule hits. We've got the Ravens on the road Sunday night football, Texans, and hello, Stephon Diggs. We'll have a whole week's worth of sound bites with that, I'm sure. And then we get the New York Jets. We're back in the I still call it the Meadowlands, folks. MetLife. But again, that's another Monday night game. So look at the first three game, the first part of the season, six games. We've got two Monday night games, a Sunday night game, and a Thursday night game. Mm-hmm. You think the league likes this team very much? I think they do. They're starting with a bang. Then you got the Titans at home, Seahawks on the road, which is always a tough game going all the way across the country. And then this is the one, Joe, I want your opinion on a lot of this, but right now when we get to this November 3rd, we get the Dolphins twice in the first half of the season. We get them at home, but we get them at Monday. We get them on at 1 o'clock on Sunday at home in November. So it shouldn't be too chilly.
I'm wondering when NFL games can start being flexed. I'm Googling it right now because I wonder if that's a flex candidate.
But I will say this. Interesting, we played Miami twice.
It cannot be. It starts at week 11.
Right. We play Miami twice in the first half of the season. Then we go on the road to Indianapolis. Then we got the Chiefs at home and a Sunday afternoon game, 4:25. That'll probably be the afternoon nationally televised game, obviously, then a bye week afterwards. So pretty interesting. We got the bye week a little bit late.
I like it,
you know, which I do. I'm with you. I like it because we got a bye week. We got the NFC champion and the runner ups in the NFL last season, San Francisco coming in for a Sunday night game, December 1st. I was at a Sunday night game in Buffalo. I think they're awesome. That's great. Actually probably my favorite time. I like Sunday nights more than I like Monday nights. Mm-hmm. And then we're at LA going all the way back across the country again. We're December 15th with the Lions, a team that's a playoff team, an upsurge. And then we got home against the Patriots, home against the Jets and then home against the or away against the Patriots. Got them. I don't understand that. That's something that happened to me when we used to play. I don't understand playing a divisional team twice in 3 weeks.
They've done it with the Patriots a couple times in the last couple of years. Only the Patriots, they've done it to us. It's very bizarre where they'll put us like the year Cam Newton was a Patriot. I believe we went two games in 3 weeks with the Patriots. It's strange. I agree.
What do you like about this schedule? I have a few things I like, a few things I hate. But what do you like about this the schedule for this?
Well, this is a tough year. I mean, I don't even know where to start. So this is a tough year for away opponents. There's just not a lot of great away games outside of like Seattle. So I've got some tentative plans to go to Seattle just because I got a buddy that's out there in Seattle and he already told me, hey, you know, depending on what it is, I've got a ticket for you if you come out. Miami, I don't really care to go to Miami that early in the year. But what's interesting is outside of that, like the travel schedule and like what are the fun away games, again, there's not many here, is what you kind of already hit on, which is that three-game stretch, like weeks 4, 5, and 6, which are effectively, potentially, three relatively tough football games. Baltimore, Texans, and the Jets, September 29th, October 6th, and October 14th. Like those are some, that's going to be a heavy lift. If you're not coming into those three games, 3-0,
yeah,
I mean, you've got a good chance of not that the Bills haven't struggled last year a little bit, but you've got a good chance of coming out of that 6-game stretch not in great fashion.
One of the things that I noticed, and it's funny how we have differing viewpoints, and I'm not, Joe, getting on you by no means, so don't think that I'm taking a shot at you. But
here it comes, folks.
but right away, you talk about, well, the away games are, there's just really no fun away games, you know, like the thing, you just don't really know where to go. And Seattle's cool. I get to go watch them throw fish. You know, I personally like the Colts game because, you know, you get to go to St. Elmo's on Saturday night. I'd probably make reservations tomorrow to make sure I get into St. Elmo's
for the Colts.
You know, and it's funny is our friend John, who's not here, would probably say the same thing. One of the best meals you could get every year when we played Indianapolis twice a season was going to Indy. But the thing that freaks me out about this schedule is we are going across the country twice. Mm-hmm. I don't like that at all. I don't like having to go to LA. I don't like going to Seattle.
Yeah, there's a list out already of the and I'm not gonna be able to find it now, of a list came out earlier today of the most I'm going to say this. I'll let you talk and then I'll see if I can find it, of the most miles that a team is going to travel this year. And the Bills weren't even on the top, like 15, the worst team traveling 28,000 miles is the Chargers. Let me see if I can find it.
Right. But still, to me, I don't, considering where we are going across the country twice, I don't like it. I think this last season, the Bills had a good start. Then they had that middle of the season lull. Right. I don't particularly.
Here it is.
You know, this is a deal where the Bills need to start quick because, like you said earlier, that 3-game stretch of Baltimore, Houston, and the Jets on the road is extremely tough.
Yeah, the Chargers are 26,000 miles. The Dolphins, 25,000 miles. The Seahawks, 25,000 miles. The Patriots, 25,000 miles. And the Bills are down here at 16, which, you know, it's not too bad as far as that goes. Getting back to I love somebody put it in the comment section. Scott Blakely said that it's nice that we open it. By the way, welcome. Jerry jumped right into the schedule. Welcome to everybody that's in the comment section. Welcome to everybody that's watching and viewing us live.
Isn't that why we're here, Joe?
Yes,
it is. Reaction, bro.
Hot news. Scott Blakely said he loves the home opener that early, like the first game of the season. I'm a fan of that as well. Buffalo weather can be a little bit tricky, and as much as what summer ends is September 22nd or September 23rd, it doesn't necessarily always mean that we get summery weather week 2 or week 3 of September. Like, you get into that September 12th range. I remember a home opener against the Jets one year, and it was like 58 or 59 degrees and windy, and it was awful. And you're just this is terrible. I want to be in shorts. I want to be in a t-shirt. I want to be in a ball cap. And I want to be at the tailgate, like enjoying and throwing the football. So week one and that game specifically, they did us a favor. I think, you know, obviously you have to play the game there's, you don't take anybody for granted. So please, when I say this, you know, don't think that I'm like, oh, win, like right out of the gate, but West Coast team, coming east, 1 o'clock game. You've played in the NFL. You know that that does not bode well for NFL teams going from the west to the east, because that's basically a 9 o'clock in the morning game for them, which right. you know tends to be a little bit of trouble on their schedule. That team is still flailing a little bit. Will they be better this year? Maybe, maybe not. So I like that too. And then jumping into the Dolphins that early, give the people what they want, man. Like let's get this thing going. I can say this as well. Well, what are your thoughts on the home opener first, I guess?
Well, first of all, I don't like playing Kyler Murray right off the bat. I'd rather let Kyler get beat up a few weeks and then have to play him. You're going to get the fastest version of Kyler Murray for that sure. you can imagine.
For sure.
So if we can control him, I think we'll be okay. This is still a team in transition. Still a team that's trying to find its way, so to speak. So, yes, did they get better in the draft? They did. But still, this is a game that we should handle. Hopefully, you know, the nice thing about the Cardinals is, and again, it's the NFL, right? Anybody can beat anybody on any given day. But it's a nice game to have at home to get things going on the right track, and then turn around and you've got your rival the next week on Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a Thursday night game. We're only playing one Thursday night game. And the best part about this is the team is still fresh.
Right.
Okay. We're not playing a Thursday night in the middle of the season. Like, we're not playing at home against the NFC champion San Francisco 49ers and then playing Miami on Thursday night.
Right.
We're playing them early. So the player fatigue shouldn't be as big of a deal as those Thursday night games are later in the season. Now, the Jaguars. That's a very, very tough home football game the following week.
Yeah, okay. But we get them at home, though.
Yes, we get them at home, and we get them at home, and we also get them with a little bit of extra time. You know, you get to watch their game on Sunday. You played Thursday night. You get Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You get extra days. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. And then you come back after the Monday night home game, which Monday night games used to be pretty rare in Buffalo. Now, you know, we seem to get one of them a season. Then
there was a rumor that Ralph didn't want them. That Ralph didn't want them anymore. And then we had the one, the Cowboys, which I was at that game that we lost, which was an amazing.
Well, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that. One of the things I really like about the schedule, I hate the travel going twice out west. I don't like it.
Well, you got to. I mean, we're playing what, right? I mean, there's no way they're going to make them all come to us.
Honestly, I kind of like getting Miami in the first half of the season. Hopefully we're pretty fresh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're not as beat up yet. We get them, you know, twice in what is that? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games. So we get them twice in 9 games.
Yeah,
that's out of the way.
Yeah,
we don't got to worry about that anymore.
So the first one,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, the thing I was going to say is the thing I really, really like about this, folks, especially after last season, you talk about controlling your own destiny. The Bills have a chance to control the AFC East the last 3 games of the season. Mm-hmm. There it is right in front of you. Now, I wish we'd have played the Patriots earlier. You know, I'm hoping that they don't find their way as the season goes along and get better as the season goes along. But still, we have those 3 games in a row. If we have to win games, you know, if we're in a situation like we were last season, we can control our own destiny like that with those 3 AFC East games, the last 3 games of the season.
For sure. So what I'm checking right now is effectively just rest and time, which you've kind of gotten into a little bit. So week one, we obviously play the Cardinals, and then we're going to get a short week and head to Miami. So that travel schedule there kind of sucks. It's not great. But we did just at first blush, and I'll walk through it here real quick. It doesn't look like they screwed us on rest, which we have gotten a lot. So week one to week two, short week a little bit. We do have a travel. I just did it like literally last week. It's a 2-hour and 16 minute flight. It's not that big of a deal. And then obviously we get a lot of rest going, from Thursday night football to Monday night football at home against the Jags. I like that. Monday night football to Sunday night. So short week, but not as short as it could possibly be. And then long, October 6th to the 14th, Monday Night Football, then Monday Night Football in a short week, and we got Tennessee. Now, that to me that's a gift, right? We didn't get the Niners there, or we didn't get right. Like, a team that's hot, and we got to travel to the West Coast, right?
Right. So, But you know, the Tennessee is a team that you're going to have to watch. I don't think they're going to be. I know the Callahan is, you know, Brian Callahan, their new head coach. They're still going to be a good football team.
Right.
Offensive line wise, they're going to be extremely physical because Callahan's dad is coaching the O line for them. But one of the things I did like, and Stickman brought it up, we get the bye week on Thanksgiving, which is nice for the players and the families.
And we don't have a Christmas game.
And we don't have a Christmas game. So,
how are you on that? What do you think about that?
Well, personally, it sucks.
I mean, when the season, when Christmas lands on Sunday, I get it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But Wednesday? Isn't Christmas on a Wednesday this year? And they're just forcing players out of their routines into this special thing for, I don't like it.
Well, I mean, I'll give you a story. I'm in Buffalo. I have a newborn son and my wife, and it's, I believe it was Christmas Eve. I believe it's Christmas Eve. We wake up might have been Christmas. We wake up and do our gifts, and Jackson was born in October. And I'm sorry, he was born in November. He was born right around Thanksgiving. And, you know, he's only about a month old. And, you know, you get up and spend like 3 hours with your family and your new mm-hmm. your new son, and you've got your suit on, and you go out to the truck and go to the airport and fly off and go play in Green Bay.
Right.
It does suck. It's not fun. But it's, you know, it is part of the job, but it is nice they don't have that this season as far as games go.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know how I feel about watching, like, I don't know how I feel about watching football on Christmas Day. Thanksgiving is wrapped around the NFL. That's the best thing they did, was give us a third NFL game on Thanksgiving. That, to me, let's do that. That's amazing. Christmas is, I don't know. I have a routine. Even I, as a dad, as a human, I have a routine on Christmas. The Christmas movies that we watch, getting prep for family to come over. My wife is cooking. It's a little strange. But anyways, we don't have to stick on that. So it looks like we did a pretty good job. I what I can't see right now yet would take a little further deeper of a dive, which we can possibly talk about tomorrow, is what teams are we getting off their buys.
Right.
Which is important. So we get the bye week. I love the fact that we got a bye week. I love the fact that it's Thanksgiving. That's great for the players and the families. It's great for us as Bills fans. And then, you know, we have the Niners in primetime. So that gives us an extra week to prepare for them, which is great.
Well, you got, if then think about the statement you can make across the league. If you beat Kansas City at home, then you have a bye week, and you come and you beat San Francisco at home the next week.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, if you take care of your divisional rival in Miami in the first half of the season, then you come into that point and you beat those two teams, big time shockwaves across the league. I mean, like you said, for the first time in so many years, Joe, at least it feels to me, while the opponents aren't necessarily always easy, this is a favorable schedule for the Bills. Unfair schedule. We're not traveling overseas. This is a very favorable 17-game schedule, including the bye week at an appropriate time, to where this should help this football team this season.
Yeah, for sure. And another thing, I believe that the maximum amount of primetime games a team can have is 6, mm-hmm. Which the Jets somehow, I think, was reported that they were getting 6, which is amazing. It's Aaron. I mean, it's Aaron, but is he going to make it through the season? And if not, it's going to be a Greek tragedy, right? It's going to be awful football to watch. So when I look at this schedule at week 11 specifically, that Kansas City game to me has great potential to be moved, right? Even though it is probably going to be the national game of the week, CBS is going to claim it. They're going to want to try to keep it, which I think they have the ability to keep it. But that one, December 1st, the Niners already is, is prime time. Right. Rams, the Lions game, but it's also a 4:35 game. Like it feels like they tried to put the Bills in position so they wouldn't have to like flex them into that spot. Maybe that Jets game at the end of the season, December 29th, could potentially be flexed into prime time.
And,
I can't see those Patriots games being flexed.
And Sal makes a good point. He says the season will be a box of chocolate. We know from week to week, we won't know week to week with this basically new team. And that is true. And one thing, if you want to have a downfall to the schedule, would be considering the new starters and the fact that this football team is going to have to rely on at least 2 rookies to start, maybe more. It would be nice if we had a few more, I don't want to say gimme games, but maybe not quite as tough games as we do right off the bat with all the playoff teams we play early.
But it feels like everybody knows. I mean, it not feels like everybody knows that the Bills are a late stretch team. They put it together and they go on 7-game runs, 6-game runs, 8-9-game runs. And it feels like the schedule makers almost set us up that way to do that again, because it's good football. The best thing that can happen to the NFL is that what happened last year, the Miami Dolphins get up, you know, with a couple game lead, they're in command of the East, and then the Bills run them down from behind. Basically what the Patriots used to do to everybody else before, right? The Patriots would start out slow and then run everybody down. Looking at the Dolphins schedule, they got the Jaguars week 1, Bills week 2, we know, week 3, Seahawks, Tennessee, Patriots early bye week, Colts, Cardinals. Like, they're the early part of their season is gravy. Cardinals, Bills again week 9. Rams, Raiders, they got a cake schedule. Patriots, Green Bay will be tough. Jets, Houston, week 15, week 16, San Francisco, week 17, Browns. Like, the Browns aren't a pushover anymore. So it feels like they're trying to set up a little bit of a drama already. The NFL is, can we get a redo? Can we run that back the way that the Bills chased down the Dolphins and the Dolphins folded like a chair? I mean, it feels like there's a setup here for that potentially, right, with the schedule, if the Bills are who we hope they are.
Right. Another thing that I've noticed, if you look at this schedule, I mean, look at the quarterback play that they have to deal with in the first 6 games of the season. I mean, Kyler Murray can put up big numbers. I'm not saying he's elite, but he's a problem.
He's a struggle.
You got Tua. you got
Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. You got Jackson, you got Stroud, you got Aaron Rodgers if he's still upright. I mean, those are some stout quarterbacks to play during those first 6 games.
Yeah, it's nice to get Tennessee at home. It's nice to get Jacksonville at home. It's nice to get the Chiefs at home. Like, there's a bunch of teams on this list that we just never seem to get at home. The West Coast to East Coast thing looks like it's only the Cardinals. So everybody else has a different slot than 1 o'clock. I will say this. So, big announcement. You have teased and toyed several times with fans of this show and people that like to watch and listen to us, that at some point in time, we're going to release a schedule, right, for this season. And one thing we have not necessarily, I don't think, really talked about is this year, the Overreaction post game, Buffalo post game show is going to be the three of us. Me, and John. So that's going to be our primary post game show, probably 8 o'clock like normal. And if that happens, I mean, John doesn't, but you and I have some late nights in front of us. If we do them on Sunday night or Monday night or Thursday night, which I punted last year, I wasn't doing it. I told rumblings. I'm going to do them at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday, cause I can't be up until 3 a.m. I'm too old for that noise, but it'll be a little bit different this year for us. Cause I feel like we can maybe go a little bit quicker. Whereas I would have to sit down, build my outline, get through my notes, get my thoughts together, and like get 90 minutes in there before my show went live, or an hour. We might be able to go a little bit sooner.
No, I think we're going to, that's going to be the most fun show of the week for me.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah,
it's for sure. Post-game show. 100%. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, we're going to give honest reactions of what we saw. Obviously, once we get to Tuesday and get the all 22, we can get a little bit more in depth as far as some things where we can really slow down and break down some stuff. But no, we're going to drop a lot of honesty on you after the games. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it is we got some big time games this season. By the way, do you really think that's Josh Allen in that 17 jersey?
That's 100% Josh Allen. You can tell by his lips and his mustache the way he's got the part.
You really think that's Josh Allen?
Why?
I don't think that's Josh Allen.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's somebody in the content creation department. Because if it was Josh Allen, I don't think he'd have had the mirrored visor on.
All media pictures, he's got the smoke visor. He's got a mirrored or smoke visor. All media pictures. And all of training camp and whatnot, he wears the smoke visor. So for following up on the programming stuff, for those that love the cathartic feeling of me doing the solo show, post-game solo show, I'm undecided on where we're going to fit that in. We'll see. We'll let you know. If I feel the need to do it, I'll do it. We just don't necessarily, we want to bring content to you, but we don't want to overwhelm certain areas with content. So we'll let you know kind of what's going to happen there.
This is a schedule release. Do we want to give them the tentative schedule?
For us, we yes, but even as I'm thinking about it now, it might change. But yeah, so obviously,
we can give them the base shows that we know that we're going to give to them.
Go ahead, yeah, perfect.
All right, so what we're going to do is this: as we go towards the season starts, we're going to go Monday nights. We're going to give you what this whole thing started as.
Well, I know it started as post game show Sunday night.
Well, Sunday night will be the first game. It'll be the post game show. It'll be me, Joe, and John. If Joe has to go to sleep, I'm sure it'll be John and I. Hell, if they all got to go to sleep, I'll do it myself. But we're going to have a post game show on Sunday nights. Monday night will be the third year in a row, the long running off tackle with John Fina show, where Joe Miller and John Fina will talk about the line play and some other things. I'll jump in every now and then.
Absolutely.
When they want me to, they'll just give me the signal and throw up the bat signal, and we'll jump in on that. Tuesdays will continue to be On the Beat, a show that we have had some really, really good responses from the media around Buffalo that put out content and write hard copy and also are on the news. So we'll continue to be On the Beat on Tuesday. Wednesday is to be determined. Thursday will be my show, and the name of my show, I don't know yet, but my show will be heavy, heavy scouting of the team that we are playing that week. I will bring a guest on with me that is a person that covers that team. So, for instance, before week one, Thursday night, we'll have somebody on that covers the Cardinals, and we'll talk about the Cardinals and our opponent of that week in depth on Thursday night on my show. And then after that, we have a few other things we might drop, but those are the definite concrete shows that we'll have here on Overreaction Buffalo.
We're gonna do our best to keep it super lean on the podcast front, so effectively as much as possible, one podcast per day, one podcast drop. So those of you that are podcast listeners, you don't have to wade through 75 podcasts to find the one that, like, if you want to hear Jerry's show and it's Monday of the next week, you don't have to wade through 75 podcasts to find Jerry's show. The big show. I think that's it.
That might be it.
The big show.
Mafia, I appreciate it, bro.
And then on YouTube for video specifically, we want to grow the YouTube space as much as we possibly can. And the way to do that is more content. So there may be, as this grows and gets bigger, there may be more shows on YouTube, like two on a Monday or two on a Tuesday or two on a Wednesday or whatever, or a Friday night show or something like that. So just stick around, stay tuned. We've got a lot of energy and we're having a lot of fun with it, and it's growing. We're pressing towards 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is going to, as Jerry has mentioned, open us up to do a lot. But getting back to this, as far as final, we're getting close to the mark. Any final thoughts on this? And we can talk more about it tomorrow. It'll probably be you and me tomorrow again.
Yeah.
On Thursday night. So I don't know if you've got some just final thoughts on this. I'll digest it and then we can hit it quickly tomorrow.
Right. We'll digest it and get in some really intricate particular parts, but right off the bat, looking at the schedule, I think it's very, very favorable. I think it does a wonderful job as far as giving the Bills the most rest they could possibly have in the games, the bigger games and things like that they got coming up. I enjoy two Miami games in the first half of the season, get them out of the way and let's worry about some other stuff. I do like the three AFC East opponents at the end of the season, because we have to win games. The destiny's in our hands. We control our own destiny. The bye week is a perfect bye week. Thanksgiving week. Let guys hang out with their families. Let them get healed up. Let them get time away from the stadium and the complex. I think that's awesome. But I will say this, it's a murderer's row. That first six games could really be something for this team, considering the quarterbacks they have to play. And then you look at Miami, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Houston, New York, right off the bat, five in a row that are big time opponents. So the beginning of the year is really going to set the tone for this football team in this upcoming season.
For sure. And for me, just kind of at a different angle, I just looking at the dates, the home opener being for, week one is great. I love the opponent as far as that goes. And I love seeing teams you don't get to see very often. So to be able to see the Cardinals live, not that I wouldn't have loved to have that been in Arizona, because then we all could have trucked down to John's territory and Spence's territory and spent a couple days with them and watched the game down there. But as I look at this from a promotional standpoint and wanting to get you and John into Buffalo and maybe for a game, that's just a great setup, the time of the year, whatever. But from an away game, because we did that Kansas City road trip the one time, maybe that Indianapolis Colts game wouldn't be a bad, we can work it out where like the three of us like go to that Colts game and spend some time in Indianapolis and hang out with some fans and do some, I don't know. There's gotta be a Bills backers bar in Indianapolis, right? I would think so. Might be kind of fun to maybe take this show on the road and
definitely
and kind of figure that out. But yeah, the schedule sets up nice. I wouldn't mind going to that Lions game December 15th. That would be other than it's cold in Detroit.
I actually would love to go to that Lions game December 15th.
Yeah. So, but we can talk more about that, but yeah, but that's really all I have. So do you want me to go ahead and get us out of here?
Let me end it before you do that with sure. the final stanza or the final paragraph of the famous poem Invictus.
Are you seriously going to do it?
Nail it. I am going to do it because it goes right in line with this schedule. Okay, and these are the words of the famous poem Invictus from William Ernest Henley. And they go as follows. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the master of my soul. And that will be the Buffalo Bills as they go into the 2024 season, as we got the schedule released just a little while ago.
Super good. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned into the Overreaction Buffalo Sports Show on the Overreaction Buffalo Sports Network. My name is Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. That's Jerry Ostrowski. Jerry, where can they find you?
They can find me at Ostrowski_Big O on X. You can find me at Oski Big on Instagram, the gram. You can follow me on both and hit me up on both.
We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, for another live Overreaction Buffalo show, right. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and John may or may not be with us.
Real fast, if you have not done it yet, we are close to 1,000 on YouTube. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Get us to 1,000 or more. We can start doing some more things, and we'll let you in on those when we get to that number. So hit subscribe button, like buttons, and subscribe on YouTube, please. If you haven't, please do. If you have, tell your buddies and have them go do it. We need to get over 1,000, and let's get this thing rolling.
For me, for John, for Jerry Ostrowski, go Bills.
Go Bills.